This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to 93.3 CFMU Radio. This is Progressive Voices. I'm Riaz Sainimalji. Today I'm joined over the phone by Mike Zygmanis. Mike is a professional hockey player currently playing for the Toronto Marlies. Originally drafted by the Carolina Hurricanes in 2001, Mike has also played for the St. Louis Blues, Pittsburgh Penguins, Phoenix Coyotes, and Toronto Maple Leafs. As part of Rabble.ca's Vegan Challenge, today we're going to be talking to Mike about how veganism plays a role in his life as a professional athlete. Mike, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me.
To begin, Mike, what sparked you to transition from a life of animal consumption to one of veganism?
I was in Florida with a good friend of mine. We were talking health. He was having his two daughters that were growing up, and kind of talked about what their diet was consisting of, and said, "What do you usually do?" And he said, "Oh, we went out for dinner and he didn't have any steak." And I was like, "Why?" He's like, "Well, you don't really need it." And I was like, "Oh, really? Like, you know, don't you need your iron, don't you need your bees, don't you need your protein?" So that kind of sparked it and made me start asking questions about what I was eating. And from that day, I gave up red meat. That was probably almost 7 years ago. And from there, I've progressively made my way to the vegan diet.
All right, and Mike, what alternatives do you use to ensure you maintain sufficient levels of protein to perform at a high level as a hockey player?
I don't know if it's any alternative, but you know, I think anybody can survive and thrive on a vegan diet. Just takes a lot of work, knowing what's good for your body and what works, and making sure you eat what's in season. For protein, I get a lot of it from beans, spinach, nuts, seeds. I have tempeh, which is fermented soy, really once in a while. So, and also supplements. I use the Sportline Vega. They're really good, especially during the hockey season.
And do you find a difference in your performance before and after you became vegan?
Yeah, I've noticed my inflammation levels have gone really down, which is great because obviously with the schedule we have, it takes a toll on the body. And on top of that, injuries don't help anything. So I don't take any Advil. I don't take any pharmaceutical drugs anymore, any inflammatories. I just rely on my diet and I rely on the supplements I take. I do take some holistic medicine during the season, but nothing consistently. And that's probably the biggest thing I notice.
Mike, so you, like other NHL player George Laroque, UFC fighter Mac Danzig, and others, have brought veganism into an area dominated by the idea that meat consumption is essential to being a professional athlete. So I want to know, what obstacles have you faced or continue to face because of this?
Yeah, you get a hard time in the room, but that's a given. Anytime something's different or anybody does something other than the norm, you're usually going to hear about it. So, you know, if you can't take a joke, you become a joke. So joke with the guys. But it's you notice there's certain players that go to a fresh restaurant or live in Toronto, which are vegetarian, vegan restaurants, and they're changing their diet or they make special arrangements with the team. They usually order me a bowl and make sure there's a big salad there and brown rice. And nobody used to touch that, and now it's the first thing gone. So guys are catching on, and they're realizing there are other alternatives to eating a primarily meat diet. So it's good to see.
And Mike, I want to also know, what do you make of the idea, again, very prevalent in professional sports, that meat is tied into being a man or an essential part of being macho, and treating animals well, treating them with dignity and respect, somehow is contradictory to being masculine?
I mean, there's a couple different views on that. Like I said, with the UFC fighters, a lot of them are vegan now. So, you know, I think the stereotype is, you know, guys that wear hemp hats and have tattoos and piercings. But, you know, there's, like you said before, there's guys like George Laroque and some UFC fighters. So it's definitely changing the image.
Mike, and what advice would you give to young athletes who, for reasons of, say, ethics, environmentalism, or something entirely different, are considering veganism or vegetarianism?
I'd say it starts slow. make it enjoyable. Don't just change one day and try to change your whole diet. Make it gradual and start with things you like. There's lots of alternatives, not just being vegan, but if you want mock meat products, Gardein makes a bunch of imitation meats that you won't really tell the difference. There's a company called Field Roast. They make mostly sausages and hot dogs that are alternatives to meat, and I think there's some great options out there, and just start with things you enjoy. You know, get a good either Vitamix or a Blendtec, and get a good juicer, because that will be a big part of your diet. And do a lot of research online. You know, I'd go and recommend seeing a homeopath to get all your levels checked, and know what works for your body, know your blood type, and know what your food allergies are, and kind of go from there. It's a good start. And read as many books as you can. Book I keep on me all the time is called The Thrive Diet. It's by Brendan Brader, who is an Ironman, and he started that company, Vega. So that's where I get a lot of my my information from.
Awesome, Mike. I'd like to thank you so much for joining me on the show today to chat about your veganism and your life as a professional athlete.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me on.
This is Progressive Voices on 93.3 CFMU Radio. Progressive Voices is also available online at news site rabble.ca. You can access Progressive Voices at www.rabble.ca/podcasts/progressive-voices, where you can find all of the show's episodes uploaded as MP3 files. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week.